Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the Meteorological Report. I'm your host, Joey Only. And yes, what a show we have for you. You're listening to us Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. at CFIR 88.7 FM in Prince George. And perhaps on noon hour at Mondays on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Joey Only here with Frankie McDonald, Gabriel Brardo, the rapping weatherman, Imogen, Brandon Brandon Houck, who's down in Brooks, Alberta, radio weatherman. And yes, I've been fighting fires now. 28 out of 32 days I went, and then I've had 2 days off. So that's 34 days. And now I'm going right back tomorrow down to somewhere. I don't know where. So the fun never stops, but I'm home for one night and able to pull the radio show off and say hi to everybody. And yeah, it's good to be in my own house. I laid in my bed for, 20 hours straight or more, and just laid there, and now I'm here. Good evening, Frankie McDonald. Good morning, Frankie McDonald.
I'm doing great so far.
Yeah, what's going on in Halifax? What's going on in Sydney, Nova Scotia?
It's humid, though, too. Climate worse year by year, decade by decade, century by century. It's going to be a lot of hurricanes. It's going to be really, really bad winter in Nova Scotia this year.
Yeah,
it's going to bring so much snow in Nova Scotia this winter. That'll be extreme busy.
Talk to me about the tropical storms that are happening out there.
It's hitting Mexico. It's going to head towards Mexico. It's going to bring really, really, really bad winds and rain in northeastern Mexico. It's going to bring heavy rain, high winds, and things like that.
I love the way you deliver that.
It's going to bring hurricane strength winds in somewhere in northeastern Mexico. That's going to bring so much damage there. Then, and Australia will be starting the hail season this September and October. That'll be spring in the southern hemisphere.
Okay, did you say hail season?
Hail season in southeastern Australia, they get large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes and things like that. They get a lot of thunderstorms and hail in Australia through September, October, November, and their summer starts in December.
Talk to me, Frankie, about Central Canada and what kind of weather they'll be seeing next week.
They're going to bring a lot of snow in Central Canada this October. They're bringing a lot of rain in Winnipeg, Brandon, eastern Saskatchewan, and most of Saskatchewan, Fargo, North Dakota, and South Dakota, and Nebraska. They're bringing snow up in the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming. They're bringing lots of rain in eastern Montana.
So when is all this snow going to start?
Pretty soon, including Banff, Alberta, Lake Louis, Alberta, and the Rocky Mountains and places like that. They're going to bring lots of snow in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado. Siberia is starting to get cooled down a little bit in the end of this month. Once September comes, Siberia will be starting getting really, really cold. Their winter starts in the end of September.
I didn't know they had a break for winter. It's Siberia. They're legendary for the cold.
When's this fire season going to start turning around, Frankie, in British Columbia?
Once again, in September and October, the snow season will be starting up. Chain requirements and tires from October to April on Coquihalla Highway 5 in British Columbia.
We got also from Alberta, of course, Brandon Houck, star radio weatherman on all kinds of different radio stations. And just talk to us about the weather stories of the last week and the week ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, this last week was a bit busy, especially in British Columbia there, where we had the, Sunday we had that big fire outbreak there in the interior sections of the White Rock Lake fire. On Sunday afternoon, the smoke was so thick between right around Armstrong there that it turned day into night, and the crickets even came out as well at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was quite a scenario. That happened a couple years ago in your Prince George too. I think so. It did. Also, and then the fire broke out outside of Kelowna as well. And one of our hosts down there stay up all night long and then do the morning show afterwards and cover that fire situation there. And that was just in West Kelowna. That fire is about 800 hectares, and the White Rock Lake fire is about 80,000 hectares at least. So those are the big fires outside of Kelowna that we're watching very closely. Here we actually had after the major heat waves we had last week, we had smoke blowing at that westerly flow, so that allowed that smoke from those fires in British Columbia to move in Alberta, and it got pretty thick there. And we got temperatures reaching 35 degrees one last time, and then like between 35 to 40 days so far this year, we've had temperatures exceed over 30 degrees here in southern Alberta. So it definitely has been a hot one, but now we have cooled off. We had some beneficial rain on Tuesday, I think at least 20 to 30 millimeters of rainfall in this area, which is just over an inch, which is really good. And even in the foothills there, we even had 112 millimeters of rain in Kananaskis and 92 millimeters at Pincher Creek. So pretty much beneficial rain. And even in the BC interior as well, the 10 to 15 millimeters of rain back on Monday. And it was so much rain that caused the mudslide on the Trans-Canada Highway between Merritt and basically between Lytton and Kamloops there that caused the highway to be closed for a couple of days. So no one could get for that. Plus the fire on the Highway 5 at on the Coquihalla there. Only one way to get to the West Coast if you're traveling west or east there. So that was quite a situation this week as well. And then Manitoba, we also had, what else we had? Oh, we've had a lot of rain in Manitoba as well this week, lots of thunderstorms and a lot of heat as well. Heat, humidity has been the situation, and now we're in for a round of severe weather in southern Manitoba Friday, which could be capable of producing flash flooding with 40 to 60 millimeters of rainfall to fall in just a couple of hours. So that's going to be fun for Winnipeg for tomorrow. We're under the risk for severe weather, and might even be an isolated tornado in southeastern Manitoba, northwestern Ontario tomorrow. And then we continue this unsettled trend, coolish trend, as we go into next week with multiple rounds of rain and thunderstorms across the prairies. And some days we'll see temperatures struggle to reach 20, which is downright cold for this time of year.
And when we say next week, we actually mean for Winnipeg listeners this week, because we record the show on Thursday and you don't hear it till Monday. So we'll be a little bit behind the times. So all in all, we expect the fire behavior to sort of calm down a little bit in British Columbia. There's a little bit of a pattern change been going on. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, BC will get into that pattern change as well. We'll see those temperatures kind of relax a little bit. We've already seen much cooler temperatures this week compared to last week. We've been out of the 30s all this week. So we'll probably get as high as 27, 28, and that'd be about it, which is still pretty warm, but we'll see multiple rounds of unsettled conditions with showers and maybe a couple thunder showers in the next couple of days. And looks like we do have for Friday tomorrow, August 20th, we have a slight chance of a few strong thunderstorms that could produce torrential downpours in the Okanagan. So that will be good too.
Well, and there you have it. We're starting to see the end of that 30 plus degree weather, and that's key for fire behavior and fire activity. And that means we're probably starting to turn the corner now, especially with a little bit of rain just cooling things off a little bit, and that'll allow crews to sort of to get ahead on things like this, right? So, you know, I'm sort of predicting that the worst of it has happened, at least. Doesn't mean we don't have some hard days ahead yet, British Columbia. And while we're still in British Columbia, Imogen, Victoria, British Columbia, what's the weather been doing there for you?
This morning, scattered clouds with a threat of rain. It was pretty cool this morning. Like, I got up at 4 or 5 in the morning, so it was, like, pretty damn cold. Windows were all dewy and foggy. By 11, it was clear and warm. It's been holding around 20, 22. I think it peaked at about 22 today. But for the most part, it's been around 20-ish with, like, moderate 50, 60% humidity. So, disappointing if you're planning on going to the beach, but still a lot nicer than that damn heat wave we had. That heat wave was brutal. So today's been pretty mild. Tomorrow's looking like it's going to be a little more of the same. It's cooled off a lot here. We got a little rain yesterday, so that was actually really nice. Everything was damp this morning, but no sign of real rain.
Even that humidity, though, that's a nice change for British Columbia. And yeah, we're definitely feeling it up here in the mountains. It's much cooler here in Wells. Back to sort of normal. What I'm used to, I guess when I go south, it's going to be much warmer. But last week, you know, when I was out fighting fire, we've seen some of that heat and just how it changed fire behavior around us. First, we had 2 days of like strong winds, and that kind of stoked the coals on everything out there. That quickly translated to 30 plus degree heat, and then humidity dropping below 30. So we had that crossover. That got fire conditions came up out of the ground and started getting very active all over. And then Friday, basically the wind started topping out at 60-70 K in the area I was at, and the fire moved very fast and took a lot of ground. Now it's sort of settled back down, but So I was working in the Prince George District, and that's the end of me up there this year. I'll be moving on south now to because as the weather sort of cools off down here, I think the idea is that those fires aren't going to grow a whole lot more now. The forecast looking favorable for north central and northern British Columbia. Gabriel Berardo, you're over in central. Yes. You're over in the Greater Toronto Area, and you're looking totally fly again, of course. Ontario. Talk to us about the weather week there. What's been going on, and what's going on next week for Ontario?
Well, it's been getting pretty hot and humid heading into later, of course, this week and into the weekend. Gonna get much hotter. We have a risk for some storms this weekend, but as of right now, I don't really think that it will be severe at all, but we will, of course, have to, always kind of watch that, because maybe, of course, we could, get one here or there. Next week, though, looks to be hot. And then I think in the 14-day forecast, looks to actually cool off a little bit until, the low 20s, I think. Probably the end of next week, I think it was. I have to obviously check it over again. Won't be pretty wet or active though. I mean, it will be pretty dry for most of us, I guess. There is no significant weather in the 14-day forecast. It's looking pretty dry, pretty hot and humid now. Type of weather that I like. I mean, it's not that bad weather, but some days you just want it to be cooler outside, and I honestly just can't wait till fall, because fall is my favorite season. Well, actually, summer is my favorite season because of the storms. But fall is my second favorite because it's a nice vibe of Halloween, and you get the leaves and everything like that. I like it. I'm like, wait, I think that you like it, Joey, too, because the fires die down a little bit maybe in the fall, and it makes a job probably a little bit less stressful, I guess, some days maybe. I don't know if that's true or not. No,
maybe make it more
okay
boring.
Okay, well, no, you like it anyway, so I guess it's never stressful for you. So you I guess
well, it's always
I guess
a little stressful.
Yeah, so thank you, fire.
I guess fires. The thing is you want your warriors to love battle. So when things start to calm down, then you're just in the grudge of working hard, but not seeing the action so much. So, of course, we know that's a good thing, but that's when the grind really starts for us. And then the weather cools off, too, so it's easier to get sick when you're working so hard and inhaling so much smoke.
Well, then I guess that maybe you may, so it's you obviously, of course, the summer more than the fall, I'm assuming.
I like anything, I guess. I just roll with it. It is what it is.
Fire season, right? It's almost like storm chasers. Summer is their favorite season because they get to chase all the storms. If you ask storm hunter Mark Robinson, I ask him about winter lots. He does not like winter. He, of course, does like the summer storms. I could even tell, his videos in the winter, they aren't as hypeful, as I should say, hyping it up a little bit. But Mark does like winter, but whenever we post about the first snowfall or snowfall in the 7-day forecast, he goes oh, snow in the 7-day forecast. Well, here it is. Winter. I don't know. I'm bro, calm down, Mark. I want to at least enjoy the few last days of fall or whatever it is, summer. November, though, last year, Southern Ontario, we actually had weather over 20 Celsius. And then I think three days, I think, before that, we had snow on the ground. I actually have that video posted on my page where I actually have proof of it. There was centimeters of snow, and then it was 20 Celsius. I was come on, man. I don't know. It's the weather is bipolar. in my area. I mean, like, look, like, no wonder why nobody wants to move to, like, all these, you know, basketball players never, ever, ever want to move to Toronto because, like, I make the weather switch all the time. I understand. I understand why these people don't want to move here. They're like, Toronto offers them a deal all the way from someone in Miami Heat, and then you go, like, all the way down there in Florida, and you're like, I'm not moving the hell up there. Yeah, I know it, bro. I'm staying here, bro. Miami's my place. It's not Toronto Raptors. I don't want to be snowed on and then, like, be like, oh, I can't. How am I going to practice? you guys know what I mean, though.
You just wait because up here in Wells and Barkerville, I mean, we can start getting snow September and October. And when we get snow in the November, it comes in humongous dumps like Ontario's
never
seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, man. Right? I know.
Life at 4,000 feet. Life at 4,000 feet turns snowy quick, and I mean, I just enjoy the show. I'd rather be somewhere where it gives her. I mean, enjoy nature for all of its fury, and but yeah, of course, being a bit of a storm chaser myself over the years, and being a weatherman, and being you know, extreme weather junkie, a firefighter. I do love being busy in the summer, and I've certainly had. One hell of a couple of weeks. It's been real fun.
Yeah, yeah, right. I have a question. Have you ever chased storms and fire at like the same exact time? Is it like you're just like there looking at like a fire, like?
Well, did you see? If you go to my YouTube channel and my posted video, like the feature video right now is the last time I was home in Wells, we had a thunderstorm. And that is one of the things I did. I had often done here when we get severe storms is go out and watch for lightning strikes. And in that video, as I've seen many times, a lightning bolt lit a tree right up. And, you know, I was there with the radio and the fire brigade got on it. And we called the coordinates to initial attack from BC Wildfire Service. And that little spot fire was dealt with. And that was my days off. But certainly... I've seen many times lightning strikes start fires. That's if you watch the storm, you see it.
Yeah, wow. So like you're just like there making a video, lightning right behind me. Did that just strike a tree? And then I go, oh no, fire on that tree over there. Get on, go to it. You know what I mean?
Driving to the fire that I was working on Monday, going along down the road, and I looked over and seen something that was totally not right. New smoke in a different place, and fire center initial attack got on that real quick and stomped that one. So did my part even on the way to work that day.
Wow, my god.
But yeah, we've seen some wild stuff at times you know, over the years, and particular over a couple days this summer where it got really aggressive, the fires. So
like, wow, man, can't imagine that. I could never ever be afraid. I actually have started work recently at this restaurant, and it's kind of like stressful job right now because it's really like fast moving. But man, firefighting, oh no, I can't do that. No, I'm not like type of person. You got to be like built for that. Like Joey is like built for that. I know that he got like a muscle, like works out at like the gym probably, or like the fire station.
I'm 42 years old. I mean, I'm not endless energy, but I'm still pretty giving her pretty hard. Yep, like put about a mile.
Oh man! I bet that you're just taking it a little bit easy on yourself. I know that you likely have all that muscle under that shirt, and like you just don't want to flex on it too hard. Yeah, yeah, don't worry. I understand that I may be looking too good for you to flex on the way. I'm just joking. Joey. Go on.
It's not always just about muscle, too, in life. It's about mentality, right? And being really committed to suffering and just doing it, going as hard as you can.
That is a very polite way of hiding the fact that you're completely under your Cosby sweater.
It is.
Don't make me edit the swearing out because I'm producing this for radio, of course, right?
Okay, fair enough. I'll try. I make no promises. but I'll try.
And they have to be so polite for the CanCon and CRTC. How do you do it, Brandon?
I don't really swear much, so I don't really have to worry about it.
I swear a lot, man. It's hard not to.
It's part of my working class lexicon, that's for sure.
Part of,
you know what, like you guys got to say whenever like you almost swear, what the beep? You got to just like say that instead of keeping up. Joey got to edit it out. So why not just say beep? Like, why not just like we all just say like, you know, beep and save like Joey all like this time, you know what I mean? The time and energy, like whenever like the Zoom like cut out last time, Joey. Like I can't imagine that, Joey. Updating
and a lesson on etiquette for a Raptors fan.
Joey's Zoom cut out last time, actually, or it was like whatever it was like uploading and like he updated it in Zoom. It was cutting. I was like, no way. But we are here back again. Doesn't matter. last time word beep, but now I guess it's much beep better.
Well, depending on what kind of camp I get working out of, I may not be able to make the show for another week or two again. So,
That's why we're here now. Just,
see where I end up and see what kind of internet there is there. And if there's any at all. Or if I'm even sleeping in a tent or something like that.
Yeah, because
there either will be or go on fire.
We got really lucky that I was staying in a pipeline camp for the last month. And able to have internet and a bed in my own shower. And we didn't even want to advertise that too loud because there's so many firefighters who've been sleeping in tents and that could be my fate next. And yeah, that's okay, I guess.
We don't want to see Joey in a tent staying there. Like, how's everybody doing? How is that? Like, glitching, like, oh no, just, you don't even have any, like, Wi-Fi in the tent, right?
Don't even have your own bathroom.
Yeah, and also you'd have to like peep on the ground.
That's what the guys were saying. Let's stomp this fire so we can go south to a real fire. And I said, oh, you don't want to go down there because this will be a real fire at some point, which happened. It will come back, but B, there's 4,000 firefighters down there, 4 toilets, 4 beds, 4 showers, 4 women.
Oh boy! Oh yeah. Listen,
it's been a lot of fires in Siberia lately. So much smoke coming out in Krasnoyarsk region. There's a wildfire in Felizhestonik, Russia, according to Girl Bakunov. And he's from Sarov, Russia. He's an amateur weatherman there. And I saw the news for him. There's so much fires going on in Russia. They had a smoke idol somewhere in Russia, somewhere burning like a Bashkortostan, Russia. There's a smoke idol in those places. It's a strange weather. There's a water spill in Glennysk, Krasnoyarsk, Russia, and all these places. And there's so much sandstorms going on in the Sahara Desert. Because right now, there's heavy thunderstorms on August 18th in Cherkasy Vogla Oblast, Russia. It's really, really bad there right now. And down in Brazil, spring is starting up. They'll be getting a lot of thunderstorms in northern Brazil, Venezuela, and all these places. And Indonesia's getting a lot of thunderstorms this January coming. Indonesia, we'll still be going into rainy season like Jakarta, Indonesia, Java, Indonesia, and all those places. Papua New Guinea, we'll be getting a lot of cyclones this southern hemisphere summer coming up. Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Fiji Islands, New Caledonia, New Zealand, and Australia, northern Australia, South Africa, Mozambique, Madagascar, in Zimbabwe, and parts of South Africa.
That was a worldwide weather report. Okay.
With all these fires in Siberia, Frankie, I've heard that the fires in Siberia are bigger than all the fires in the world combined right now. Now, what's happening when all that carbon gets released in the smoke, in the fire? What's that doing?
That could get worse. That people can't even breathe and things like that.
Does that accelerate climate change?
It accelerates climate change. Especially Russia, because Russia's different than anybody else in the world. They Norilsk, Russia, they're burning a lot of fossil fuels over in Norilsk, Russia.
So not only, the trees are carbon sink and they remove carbon from the atmosphere and from the air, but then they burn up and it's adding so much more. What do you think about that, Brandon?
I was kind of, it's not really good, that's for sure. And we're definitely not going to be, going to be dealing with these fires for quite some time in the future, I believe. Yeah. I think, it was like early 2000s. We didn't really have to worry about smoke and power. Having smoke almost everywhere out here, so quite a thing.
As we get more flying around the greater Moscow, Russia, if the winds are so high, crane must have fallen down, or must have something else blowing the debris in the near the skyscrapers of Moscow, Russia. Construction workers have a really, really, really hard time doing the work there because thunderstorms are so bad, bringing high winds, heavy rain, possible large hail, chain lightning, very loud thunder. It was hurricane force winds in Moscow ripped the thing off the roof and damaged the roof of the building.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, wow. Can't imagine.
I was talking with Johanna Wagstaff from CBC today, and that'll be on CBC tomorrow. Okay. She says she's due to come on the Meteorological Report, so that's going to happen. But, I was talking about... when was I talking to her? Today.
When do I watch?
Oh, I don't know when she's going to come on. Okay. It'll come on tomorrow sometime. I don't know. I have no idea. She'll send me the link at some point, right? So, but we were just talking about the link between fire behavior and weather, and therefore the link between climate change and fire behavior. And I was saying that this crossover weather being when you hit 30 degrees Celsius and then the humidity drops below 30%, we get that's called crossover. And then if you add 30 kilometer an hour winds or more, you have just explosive and pretty much uncontrollable fire conditions, right? And then I was talking about the number of days this year that, or maybe even the number of hours this year that British Columbia spent in crossover conditions on the whole, right? And how much higher that was, say, than years past. And especially when you start having like 49 degree days in places, you're spending more and more time inside that crossover threshold. And, that certainly explains the explosiveness of fire. But with climate change, we see that increase of those crossover days, right? So my concern being that the interior British Columbia is slowly becoming or quickly becoming a desert, that it's so full of fuel from a climate that no longer really exists there as it's gotten drier, right? So that's my observations, and that's probably what you'll be hearing on CBC in some form tomorrow. How often you been on CBC, Frankie?
I've been on CBC in 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. I was on CBC Radio in 2018. I was 18. On the CBC Radio for CBC Debaters in 2019.
How did I know? My God.
I've been on CBC News on February 25th, 2013, February 26th, 2013. I've been on CBC News in late December 2013, before Christmas, and I was on CBC News again in 2014, and I was on the CBC National News in the end of January 2015, and I was on CBC News again in early February 2015, and I was on CBC News again in November 2015 as well, and it's 2016, another thing, and I was on CBC Radio in 2018, 2019.
I quit, Frankie. I'm just joking.
How many times on the Weather Network, Frankie?
I've been on the Weather Network in 2015, 2016.
2017, right, Frankie? No?
Yeah. Wow. And the Weather Network interviewed me earlier this year.
Yeah. I actually saw that.
Canada's National Treasurer, Frankie McDonald, for everybody.
I'm going to upgrade to the Worldwide Treasurer from National Treasurer to Worldwide.
Joey, look, keep this in mind. You asked him one question, have you ever been on CBC? He literally mentioned all of his news channels that he'd been on. That's a major flex.
I've been on Fox News, Kansas City in 2014 and 2015. I've been on one of the new stations in Washington, D.C., the Baltimore's, and all those places in 2016. I was on those news stations newspapers back then in the stateside. I was on CBS. I was on Fox News and things like that. I was on CBS Dallas.
5 hours.
That's just a bit. That's just part of it.
Wow.
Good the job, list is long.
What do you think, Joey? What do you think of it?
I think he's awesome. He knows.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
too awesome. The Weather Channel mentioned about me in November 2016, one of my YouTube video comments about 7.8 magnitude earthquake in New Zealand.
Yeah, you nailed that prediction.
I did. It did.
Right on, Frankie.
My YouTube channel is still active. I got 267,000 subscribers as of right now.
Back up to 267,000 now. I've just crossed 800, Joey, only Caribou Weather Dude. 800, not 1,000. Nice. Just 800. Frankie's got 267,000. And you can be one of them. Frankie with McDonald, Dogs and Wolves on YouTube.
What about your Snapchat, Frankie? What's your Snapchat?
Snapchat is Frankie MACDON.
Okay, let me just write that down so I can get it. I don't know. After the show, I'm going. All right, now I can't remember that like you do, Frankie. I'm sorry.
You listen to the.
I would get overloaded with Frankie's about to get flooded with Snapchat traffic.
Oh yeah, man. I bet that Frankie just gets all the messages. Oh my god, I can't imagine. What's up, Frankie? I got you on Snapchat. You wanna go out for dinner? Like, I don't know what people ask, you know.
Wow. Listen to Frankie McDonald, Joey Only here with Brandon Houck and Gabriel Berardo, Imogen Cookie Bailey on C48.7 FM, Prince George, CKUW 95.9 FM. Meteorology, it's the study of comedy and weather. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology, and the weather is funny business. Talk to us about funny weather business, my meteorological crew.
Last week, it was a lot of fires in British Columbia. Last week, they had a power failure somewhere else. And the power came back on.
Am I, supposed to be, laughing? No, I'm just joking.
I don't know why that's cracking me up. I think just Joey saying something funny, and then Frankie says, power outage! Okay, maybe it's just the timing.
Who wants to hear a weather joke?
It's like a water spell that needs to get a tornado in the ocean and near the coastlines. That's water spelled.
Okay, ready? What do you call Joey Only chasing fire and trying to work his Zoom call all at once?
High that'll be pressure. Epic.
High pressure.
You get it?
And there's another guy named Chris Chittick. He's a storm chaser. He's really busy chasing storms in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and all these places across Canada. Chris Chittick is really busy too.
Well, and you were asking about the link between being a firefighter and a storm chaser, and last week I got to see both. I saw a fire tornado, so there you go, right?
Oh, a fire tornado.
That was super cool.
It was pretty spinny, pretty hot.
Okay, so what exactly was happening in that instant? Was that just a tornado ripping through a forest fire, or was that a unique set of conditions causing a tornado to form out of the fire?
Well, the fire was burning so hot in that location, it was sucking wind to feed itself, and that was getting it going, yep.
Technically, it's like a dust
that
devil,
so
but in fire, right? Right, Joey? Technically, it's like a dust-like devil, but like with fire instead, because dust devils form under sunny, in clear skies and dry weather. So technically it's like a dust devil, but without the dust, like a fire devil or like a fire nato, whatever you call it. Technically it's like that. Yeah, technically it's, after it happened, I don't know, a lot of spinning in the atmosphere, so much words to talk about. I don't know.
Well, I can give you a proper answer. Fire World from Wikipedia says A fire whirl or fire devil, sometimes erroneously referred to as a fire tornado, is a whirlwind induced by a fire and often, or at least partially, composed of flame or ash. These start with a whirl of wind, often made visible by smoke, and may occur when intense rising heat and turbulent wind conditions combine to form whirling eddies of air. These eddies can contract like a tornado-like vortex that sucks in debris and combustible gases. The phenomenon is sometimes mislabeled a fire tornado, fire nado, fire swirl, or fire twister. But these are separate phenomena where a bush or where a fire has such intensity that it generates an actual tornado. The phenomenon was first verified in the 2003 Canberra bushfires and has since been verified in the 2018 Carr Fire in California and 2020 Loyalton Fire in California and Nevada. Fire whirls are not usually classifiable as tornadoes as the vortex in most cases does not extend from surface to cloud base. And even in such cases, those fire whirls are very rarely classic tornadoes as their vorticity derives from surface winds and heat-inducing lift rather than from a tornadic mesocyclone aloft. Does that sound correct, Brandon?
Yes, it does. But to the casual observer, it's a tornado of fire.
Fire-nado.
Basically,
yeah, I mean,
essentially, unless you know the mechanics of what's happening inside, it's one or the other. But to the casual observer, it's a fire tornado.
It was sure freaking spinning.
Awesome!
That's what it was doing.
One of the coolest things to see.
And it was
fire. Danger.
So I scratched that one off the bucket list. Been there, done that.
Is he still? Oh, okay.
Haven't even got a t-shirt yet this year. Gabriel Berardo. Yeah. What do you have for weather wrap this week? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't worry. I got one yet. This is a weather free style, guys. Do it almost every single weather, like, whatever it's called, meteorological report. I can't even get it right, man. I've been on the show for so long. God, shameful of me. Gonna go and meteorology. Get on beat. And of course, then. Oh, yeah. No, right? It's meteorology, right?
Meteorology.
Yes.
Alrighty. Yes. Okay, right? Meteorology. Meteorology.
Just meteorology.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Don't worry, right? Meteorology.
No, just meteorology.
Oh, my gosh. Meteorology.
Okay. Meteorology.
Meteor, like a meteorology.
Yes.
I'm just joking. Okay, guys. Here is your weather wrap, guys. Weather wrap, Frankie McD with G B on the Joey Only Show. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, we got Joey only chasing all the fire. Y'all already know that man, that he be chasing it because that's his desire. Listening to this music and this fire truck because he been chasing all day long. But man, look, he don't give a beep. Yes, I can't swear on this, but yes, I care. Yes, he's on the radio and he's going to be on there. Yes, you call it the meteorological report. Y'all already know that it's so hot outside. I'm outside in my shorts, outside on my porch. Outside, I've been riding my Porsche. Looking at me when I really gotta go outside, of course, cause it's so hot, gonna head to the park. Now looking at me outside when it's sunny or dark, cause it doesn't really matter cause I'm outside looking at me under the trees. Like, man, it's 100 degrees outside, it's so hot. Now looking at me, I'm on my knees praying to the weather god. Yeah, man, please cool it down. I mean, it's way too hot outside right now. So I really gotta get a man, I really gotta get 6 feet down on the ground. But I don't know what I'm gonna do because I'm really dying of the heat. And Frankie McD, cause he's been chasing all the weather, giving you and me, because you know that he's the G, chasing weather to the seven seas, even all the countries, all the possibilities. Cause you know it's Frankie chilling there at his house with a cup of tea with the company, cause he just out there looking at him getting a cup of tea. Look, I'm out there with Frankie McD, gonna be chasing the weather patterns, looking at him. And yes, I got more diamonds on my wrist than the rings of Saturn. Y'all already know that Frankie McD and Joey Only, and of course Brandon chasing the weather on the way for the BC. Oh my god, wait, hold up, man, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter because he's out there chasing us from all the goddamn tornadoes. Oh yeah,
tell him on the radio it's Brandon. Y'all already know that guy's out there, man, he's been landing. Cause any word given you the video on his Twitter. So please go follow him cause he's gonna be turning into a twister. Gonna go so fast, man, never see you in the past, man. Because you know it's freaking Mixie and Joey only in the show. And we got Brandon, man, I swear to God, we live in the future, not the past. Because we're going on this live newscast. And y'all already know it's me and him. And y'all already know we're gonna get it. Looking at me like a record that's never gonna set it. But I really get it, spit it like 100%. And we gotta be giving out. Man, if you listen to the lesson, man, it's good because you're gonna learn a lot about weather. Fire NATO, dust NATO, dust devil, whatever. I mean, it's like the NATO. Goddamn, I don't even know what I'm saying. But y'all already know this, Joe. We only gonna end this flow in seconds. Y'all already know the weather changing because you know that I'm the weather man. Here to give you the weather any single season in your region. Looking at me, believing. I swear to God, the weather's like a demon that I've been seizing. You know what got me bleeding. I swear to God, I try to make it even, but the fight is like the fear, man. I try to get it over here, but the weather, so I gotta get outside and go drink the next 6 cups of beer. And I gotta go drink it right now. Turning 18 this year, man. We about to get it down, yeah. How was that?
That's awesome.
that was a freestyle. I wasn't even ready for that. I was just saying. I was just like, oh my God. He wants me to do a rap? Okay. I gotta give it.
Right? You have a mic drop, homie.
Yeah, I know. I actually do a lot of like raps. Last time I had like a fire one, but apparently the Zoom didn't work, so I have to just do it all over now. But sometimes, Joey, learn. Sometimes when something goes wrong in the past, you just gotta do it much better next time, on like your next shot, right? Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, we did it better.
Keep trying.
Yeah, man. Keep firefighting. Just like me, I'm always like firefighting, you know. I'm chasing after like rappers that like spit fire. Like I can't like that. Anyways, go on.
We got an old friend who just showed up, Trey Campbell, down in Houston, Texas. Talk to us, Trey. What's going on down there?
What's up, Joey? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine, friend.
Thanks.
All right, dope. How you doing, Joey?
I've been working really hard. I had 2 days off, and good to talk to you all.
Yeah, that's good. You've been fighting fires?
Sure thing.
That's dope, man. Like, how has the season been? Has it been bad, or what's it been like?
Well, for BC, yeah, pretty bad. Definitely lots of forest burning everywhere. For my heels, pretty bad the last couple days of this last fire. I had my heels ripped up pretty good and needed a couple days out of boots to get the skin back thick on my feet. So I'm excited. I'm getting sent south tomorrow to probably somewhere that's a little more interesting than maybe, I don't know. I have no idea where I'll end up. So I know I meet my new crew and I'm a crew leader. So responsibility just to get south and meet those guys and go pick up our orders.
Yeah, I did see that. I think it was a post... like a post of you like post fire, like you looked like it was quite the you had a lot of smoke on you. So
I get dirty every day. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Just don't burn your house down.
Yeah,
on fire down here, Joey.
Yeah, she set something on fire. Is she one of those people that throws those things that are on fire around?
You're thinking of poi. I don't use poi. No, I do something else.
Joey does not like approve it.
Not inside really, the house.
I'm really, this is,
I'm in a safe and safe area.
Inside the house.
Is that a tiki torch?
Not exactly.
Is she going to throw those?
No, nope, I'm not throwing fire.
So how's the weather been in Houston, Texas?
Really bad. Today it just rained. It's been like, you know, just typical humidity. And it just we got floods the other day. I don't think there were any tropical disturbances, but it was flooding in the streets and like it was like driving in a lake a little bit, but it's been raining a lot. And you know, just Houston Falls, I guess, is That's how it is in the fall of Houston.
I mean, Trey, I mean, look, it's called Houston Falls for a reason, right? I mean, it's flooding there, you know?
Yeah, it's always humid and... But, you know, it's been horrible. It's been miserable. Dreary. It's rainy all the time, and I can't mow. I want to mow again, but I can't.
You make it sound so funny.
Yeah, it's like you wake up and it's like you're in one of those Garfield comics when Garfield's having a bad day because he's out of lasagna. It's like that, the weather. It's like that's how it's drawn.
Gray. Man. I was like, I watched like the movie too, but I forgot what it but don't worry, just go.
Are
on.
You talking about the one with Bill Murray?
I watched the movie Garfield, but I don't watch any the comics. Maybe
I think it's because you're it's a little before your time, but you know, like the movie with Bill Murray, he actually was there on accident. He chose that role on accident because he thought the Coen brothers were directing it, but it wasn't really the Coen brothers.
Do you guys know what show I am really waiting for?
Go
Stranger
ahead.
Stranger Things season 4. It sounds like it's going to be really, really, really good.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Go wrong with Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah,
you guys got any cats?
Me?
Yeah, Joey, Frankie.
I have
any
cat, yeah.
My cat's at my friend's house. I just can't take care of animals in the summer. Imogen has not burned her house down, so just for the radio listeners, the fire is out. No fire department was dispatched. No 911 calls were made.
It was getting kind of warm in there. I could tell it's warm in the house.
Well, some things should burst into flames. That's usually a sign.
But it's going good. The weather sucks, but at the end of the day, going all right. It'll get better. It'll get cooler around October. So that's when it gets really cool is October.
Last February, Houston, Texas, extremely cold weather, knocked over power and water for a long time.
Oh, I remember, Frankie. I was sitting there in the dark, freezing my off. I had to sleep under like 6 covers, and I didn't have any electricity, so I couldn't get any NASCAR updates. hopefully we don't get that again. Is that a hairless dog or it's a hairless cat?
Yep.
It's a cat.
So in answer to your question about does anyone
that's
have cats yet? This is my little guy.
Are you allergic to cats?
Nope. But he's dressed like a pumpkin.
How would she be allergic to cats if she has one in her hands?
Well, it's a hairless cat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually you make a point.
But
I don't really think it's hairless though. I don't think it has some hair. I think I could see some hair. Or am I wrong?
Well, he's
looks like it's got some hair.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of hair.
He's got some peach fuzz, little peach fuzz on his ears and his face. Fuzz.
That makes me hungry for peaches later. But I'm obviously not going to eat the cat. I'm saying peaches and all.
Do they not call it peach fuzz up there? Is that Because I don't think of pizza when I think of peach fuzz. I think of dudes who try and hit on women on Twitter.
Frankie, where do peaches come from?
Peaches come from a tree. I heard peaches banned by the presidents of the United States of America.
You've talked to the presidents of the United States of America, Frankie?
Not yet.
That, my favorite song by them was Lump. You remember the song Lump, Frankie?
No, don't remember. I remember that other guy, Tom Petty. He died in 2017.
Yeah, big ups to Tom Petty. He was running down a dream, and I guess he accomplished it. And now he's dead.
Music artist, in any, song genre, what's your favorite music artist or song?
Joey, you go first because you have you're well rounded.
Yeah,
my favorite music artist is Joey only because I mean, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't love what I did, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
The last time Base Guy did his show that was on July 21st, 2021. Base Guy Show will return on Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. Rob Slim Show will return on Wednesday, September the 8th, 2021 at 10 p.m. Atlantic time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
And you'll be there, right, Frankie?
Yes. And the Base Guy Show returns on Wednesday, October 6th, 2021 at 2:20 p.m. Atlantic time, 1:20 p.m. Eastern time, 10:20 a.m. Pacific time.
And the Meteorology Report is every Thursday, right, Joey?
Well, that's when we record it, but it airs in various times on different radio stations in Prince George on C38.7 FM on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. and also repeats Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and then in Winnipeg noontime on Mondays.
Of radio stations, do you think any of those radio stations you just mentioned will hire me? Because I kind of quit my job.
What happened with you and ESPN Radio Texas?
I just got I needed to do something new. I got really my mental health. I know it's not a very good crutch, but I needed to look after my mental health with all the things that's gone on this year. So I said I need to take an indefinite leave. I didn't close the door. They probably don't want me back, but you know, I've got some things I'm working on. So, you know, I've got some things I'm working on. I've been talking to some places about potentially doing what I did there, board hopping and maybe producing. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Roger Gardner, the wild child Roger is on. He's at the house, the weather in Idaho.
He is. He is in Idaho. Idaho is a good state, huh, Frankie?
I don't think he's totally linked into the show yet, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's jumped on.
It says his name, but it doesn't say that we can talk to him.
Roger, ooh. He goes live with
can you hear me?
Ah, we can hear you, Roger.
That means but the camera's not on, Roger.
At least we can hear you.
I'm driving right now.
He's driving.
I talk like where we're going.
Where are you, and what's the weather doing?
It's a beautiful night. I'm just out doing Uber tonight, so Frankie sent me the link, so I figure I'll hop in for a minute and see what's going on.
Where are you? You're in Idaho?
Boise.
Ah, right on. And how do you know Frankie? Frankie, how do you know Roger?
You watch my YouTube videos, Roger. You watch my videos on my YouTube channel, Dogs and Wolves.
Actually, we met through Dave from the 408.
Tell us the story.
Well, Dave from the 408 is a podcaster, and he told me that he can hook me up with Frankie. And then so I reached out to Frankie and made him a guest on my show. And then for a while, I had him doing the weather on my show. And then we just kind of changed things with the formatting of the show. So we dropped the weather bit because we needed to move the guests to the beginning of the show so we're not dropping viewers. So we kind of shifted things around, but we had a lot of fun having Frankie on my show for a while.
Tell us about your podcast and how listeners in Canada can find it.
Okay, so it's the Roger the Wild Child Show. We are live every Sunday night on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We do celebrity interviews. So we bring people onto the show. We've got a great lineup of guests. I got a great co-hosting team. I got Deborah Drigg. She is a former Playboy Playmate. And Darren Sheff, he is the son of Elvis's bass player, Jerry Sheff, and his brother is also Jason Sheff from Chicago. So they're part of my co-hosting team. And then Jimmy Knight, he's a radio disc jockey buddy of mine. So we have a really good show, and we do it live. And you can always follow me on Facebook or YouTube at Roger the Wild Child Show. If you look for it, you can find it.
Legit.
Oh, yes, man, for sure.
What kind of guests have you had on, and who are you going to have on the next couple weeks?
Let's see. We're coming up. We've got this weekend, we got Joey Belladonna from Anthrax. Ron Moss from Bold and the Beautiful, and he's also the bassist and player. The 25th, I have Steven Weber. He's from the TV series Wings. He's also was the corrupted mayor in NCIS New Orleans, and he's in Chicago Med now. He was also in The Shining as well. August 29th, I got Bill Champlin. He is from Chicago, from the group Chicago. And then September 8th, we've got Wade Jennings. He's the grandson of Waylon Jennings.
My son's name is Waylon.
Is it? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got also on the 19th of September, I got Sandy Johnson. She played Judith Myers in Halloween, Michael Myers' sister, his first kill.
Right.
And then September 26th, I got Jet Juergensmeyer. He plays Boyd Baxter in Tim Allen's Last Man Standing.
Right on. That's quite the good show.
So that's my lineup for September. Yeah, that's what I got going on so far in September.
Roger the Wild Child Show. That's really great. Yeah. Great to have you on and hear what you've been up to. That's totally fun. Anyone got questions for Roger?
So, where do you find these like rock stars from like Anthrax and Slayer?
Well, you know, I've got an agent that I work with that actually helps book my celebrity guests for me.
Oh wow, okay, that's pretty cool. Like, because everybody really likes Slayer, from what I remember. You know, like maybe one of the big four, two of the big four members of the big four in thrash metal.
Just, yeah.
Right.
I like that singer that he actually, I think, had on his show, Roger, Gabrielle something.
Gabrielli. She's a new artist. Rose Gabrielli. Yeah, she's a new voice. Artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Like, rising star. Wow. And yeah, amazing.
She had like a great like voice. It's my like type of like song. It's my like type of music. It's nice voice. It's nice. I actually have went all the way to Apple like Music. I actually like find like her actual like name and song, and it was like there. I mean, look, thank you, Roger, for that. Good song.
Thank you.
Tell her that I like her song. Like, I don't know. You don't have to, but it's great song.
Well, you're listening to the Meteorological Report on CFIR 88.7 FM, Prince George, British Columbia, and 95.9 Winnipeg, Manitoba, CKUW. And we got Roger Gardner on the show. Of course, Frankie McDonald and Brandon Houck, our radio weatherman in Brooks, Alberta. We had Imogen Cookie Bailey, Trey Campbell, Gabriel Berardo, the rapping weatherman. You know, just a beauty of the suit, as always, and the rap. Just perfect. And we still got a few minutes left here. So
follow Joey Only on Facebook. He's got all the weather updates, and sometimes he'll have all the smoke on him. He'll take pictures of that in the mirror.
Definitely if you live in British Columbia. Definitely if you live in British Columbia, do join my weather group I run called Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. We got 13,500 members now, and it's weather specific for the BC interior. So all you Prince George listeners, you can hear, you know, that's the focus of the group. Make sure you join Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. Yeah, and if you want to see this radio show, but in video format, our wonderful faces, you can always go to Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude, and subscribe to my YouTube channel and see what kind of things I'm posting. There's always something different for extreme weather. And, of course, as I've been around fires, I don't really say where I've been, but often got new footage of different cool things that are happening that we get to see every day. So,
yep. I just got my motorcycle learner's permit, which is awesome. So that's another license under my belt. And I'm just working on I'm working towards becoming a certified personal trainer. So I'm just sort of doing a lot of schoolwork for that. Still working on my pilot's license as well. So a lot of reading material there also.
My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. And my Linktree is Frankie McDonald. Once you click on Linktree Frankie McDonald, it has the links to all my social media, such as Twitter, Facebook, as Frankie McDonald.
You've been listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Olney, and maybe we'll see you next week, maybe not. I can't be sure as fire season drags me this way or that. But at some point, we'll resume regular episodes in the fall.